34 Dallas schools fall into the performance required category. So monitors are touring many of those campuses and will meet with Superintendent Mike Miles and other top administrators. The TEA's Dieta Culbertson says the agency's also looking at programs targeting certain groups of students, like special education.
It means that the program has not met the performance standards for a set number of years, therefore they move up to what's called stage two, and it triggers their visit.
TEA monitors are also looking at career and technology and bilingual and ESL programs. Culbertson says this monitoring isn't designed to be punitive, but is geared to make sure district programs are meeting state standards.
This is not a getcha type of visit. This is a visit to find areas of improvement so that these students can be properly served while they are in these special programs.
The DISD's chief of leadership, Sylvia Reyna, is curious what the TEA may find in its eventual report, but she's not worried, in part because the district has known about the problems the TEA is looking into and has fixes in place. She says that includes adding staff to troubled schools and more resources to select programs.
Very frankly, I'm the kind of person that is, it's kind of, let's identify the problems and then let's fix them. You know, my mother used to say, there's no shame in having problems, there's shame in having problems and not fixing them.
Dallas is not the only target of monitors. Last week, they visited San Antonio, Corpus Christi, and Midland, among others. Next week, they'll visit yet more districts around Texas. The Dallas monitors will share their findings with DISD officials Friday, then deliver a final report in 6 to 8 weeks. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.